The Mind Aware, 819.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. I am Dana Wild, and you are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. We are here training our brains and taking intentional action and building our businesses the feel-good way. If that sounds good to you, then you are in the right place. And I might also add, I highly recommend getting the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can pick that up at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra. M-A-N-T-R-A. So today we are going to talk about financial freedom. Whoa, we like that, don't we? Financial freedom. Actually, we had somebody write in and it was a very good question. I'm excited to share it with you and talk about this subject. If you want your question on the show, you can get your question on the show too. It's very easy. You just go to danawild.com/askdana. danawild.com/askdana. And there's a little form. Fill out the form. And next thing you know, here you are on the show. So let me read what came in because it's usually the easiest way to do it. So the question that we ask on the forum is, what problem would you like to solve? And the response on the forum was, I learned of your amazing brain training about 2 years ago, and I have been practicing mantras and affirmations ever since, but I don't seem to be making financial progress I've been practicing for. How can I feel confident that my goals are going to be achieved? It's taking too long. The next question we ask is, what one thing would you like to fix? And the answer that this person gave is financial freedom. Financial freedom would allow me to live the life I love and help others. And we ask what you've done to fix the situation. And this person says mantras, affirmation, goals, goal writing, goal cards, vision boards, and other things that we needed to know. She mentioned, I've recently started a new spiritual business. And other than that, just nice, fun accolades for me, which thank you very much. I love hearing that. That never gets old. So thank you for all the kudos. And let's talk about this. Because this is the question, isn't it? It's the question that really everybody is asking. I want this. I'm training my brain. I'm saying my mantras. Why isn't it working? How long is it going to take? It's taking too long. That's really, it's a great line. Because that's really, I mean, that's how we all feel when we're not getting what we want. We feel like it's taking too long. How can I feel confident my goals are going to be achieved? This is the whole game. This is it. This is the whole game. So I want to go back to square one on this, because this thing you're talking about, this feeling that you're having, many, many people have this feeling. I've had this feeling too. Like, it's not like any of us are exempt from this. We want what we want, and when we want it, we have strong desire for it. It just can't happen fast enough, can it? Like, we want it now. And we want instant manifestation. We wish we could have that thing we want. Like, I dream a genie where you blink your eye, eyes or bob your head and you get what you want instantly. Many of us have felt this way before, so you're not alone in this. Now, interestingly enough, that's the very thing that keeps it from coming. I did an interview with Joe Vitale many years ago, and he has this saying. He's, you know, one of the premier manifestors in the world, right? And he has this saying where he talks about how to get what you want by not wanting it. Because that really is kind of the game. How to do that balance where you keep your desire alive, keep your desire feeling good, keep your desire feel like it's a positive desire flowing through you. And at the same time, not notice or look around and take assessment that it's not there. Because desires feel good. And the ticket with the difference between a desire that feels good and a desire that feels bad is a desire that feels good is a desire that we think we can get and that we can have. A desire that doesn't feel good is one that we don't think we can have. That's a really big distinction because generally speaking, desire can continually feel good if we can keep ourselves in that feeling of believing. The key question you have in here is how can I feel confident that my goals are going to be achieved? So desire's flowing. We're feeling good. We're feeling positive. It feels like everything's going well. We've got it down. We're saying our mantras. We're saying those happy phrases that make us feel good. We're believing it. We're juicing up our positive expectation. And then we look around and take assessment and we go, oh, it's not here yet. Oh, it's not here yet. It's not here yet. And all of that juicing it up, all of that feeling good, we just counteracted it completely. So the only thing you really have to know about brain training is the one thing I'm going to tell you right now. And this goes for anything you want, any desire, any time. And here it is. You know what I'm going to say, I bet. Half of you out there know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. You have inside of your brain a little matchmaker. And that matchmaker is your reticular activating system. And what it does all day, every day, is pays attention to the thoughts you're thinking and matches those up in your outside world. So many people on this train your brain path, they're doing this dance. They're doing the dance where they go, yeah, this is good. I can feel this coming to me. I already feel like it's on the way. It feels so good. I'm loving life. I'm open up. My reticular activating system is looking for good stuff. And then they turn and go, not here yet. Not happening fast enough. Not here yet. Taking too long. Taking too long. Taking too long. Not making progress. Taking too long. And your brain says, got it. Taking too long. We're going to work on that for you. Let me get to matching that up for you. Not here yet. Okay, I'll keep matching that. Taking too long. Keep matching that. Got it. Not making progress. Okay, got it. I'll keep matching that. Right? So annoying, isn't it? It's just so annoying. But that's it. You know, I don't make the rules. This is how our brains work. This is how our brains work. And so this is the game. How can I stay focused on what I want without focusing on what I don't want or the results that I have or don't have? You know, if you go through any of the trainings that I have, and maybe the best one to start with for anybody who's listening in, you can go to danawild.com/class, C-L-A-S-S. And there's like a free 60-second workshop that will walk you through these steps. But this is the main reason why most people do not have change in their lives, or at best have incremental change. They think a thought, they get a result because their reticular activating system is matching up that thought. They look at the result and they go, I don't like this result. I'm going to think and talk about this result I don't like some more. And that matches up, you know, stores in the brain matches up again. The reticular activating system matches it up. They get the result. They talk and think about the result they don't want. They get that result and emotion stored in the brain. They match it up. They keep thinking and talking about it. I mean, think about that. Round and round and round and round it goes. Look at the result, don't like the result, talk about the result, get more of the result. It's called the cycle of perpetual sameness. Now, having said that, you're most of the way there. You're doing a lot right here. That isn't you. You're not 100%. I mean, we're all on the cycle of perpetual sameness to some degree, right? To the things that we want. This is the game. But you're getting there. You get that this is how it works, that you say some mantras and you say some affirmations. The thing is, let's just take away like the method of mantras and let's take away technique and let's go into really the feeling place and the positive expectation place. If you can spend more minutes of the day just noticing the things that are going right in your business, the things that are going well, and the things that are building. And don't worry about taking assessment at all. If you would just focus 100% on the things that are going right, making that list of things right now, right here, right now, that are going right. And some days those things might be things that look like real successes, like I booked a client. And some days those things might look more like I stopped into the PME club and had a good conversation. Or I watched a video training about something that interested me. Or I reached out to somebody and it was really nice to talk to them. So look for the things that are going right consistently in your business. Look for the evidence that your mantras and your brain training are working. If you can do that consistently, and I'm talking about, you don't have to be some Zen master. You can eke your awareness 0.5% every day. If you spend 0.5% of your waking hours really focused on my intention is to feel good, you will get the results you're looking for. Another shortcut I can give you that's one of the easiest mantras is I think sometimes the I won't call it a mistake because it feels too strong a language, but sometimes the thing that people try to do with mantras is they try to make them too specific. And so they try to make something happen with them. So it's like, I see myself easily and effortlessly building a $1 million business before December 31st of da da da. You know, like it's so specific that it's just unnecessary to be that specific. I think the best mantras are the ones that are almost completely vague. And that's why one of my favorite mantras is something is shifting. So if you wanted to, you could do a little experiment for yourself. And over the next few days, just start saying something is shifting. Something is shifting. Something is shifting. I've noticed something shifting. Something is shifting. I'm starting to notice something is shifting. Because your brain knows what something is. You don't have to tell your brain all the specifics. Yeah, I know traditional affirmations will say the more specific you are, the better it is and all that. But really, your brain knows what you want already because you're chronically thinking about it. So all you need to do is just say something is shifting. Something is shifting. Something is shifting. It feels like something's shifting. I'm starting to notice something is shifting. Something is shifting. You don't even have to believe it. Isn't that great? You just have to say it and not argue with it. Something is shifting. Something is shifting. Something is shifting. I love that something's shifting. It feels like something's shifting. It feels so good that something's shifting. I love that something's shifting. Well, it feels so good when something's shifting. I've just started to notice that something's shifting. Isn't it nice that things shift so easily? And I'm starting to notice that things are shifting. I've been doing all of these affirmations and now I see something is shifting. I love that I've been doing it and I feel something shifting. I can't even see it yet, but I can feel it. I can feel something is shifting. It's already starting to shift, right? Don't you already feel better? Just all those times I said that. Do that for a few days, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, you'll start to see after 72 hours, the reticular activating system kicks in and you will start to get evidence that it's working. Isn't that awesome? Don't you love your brain? Isn't it so good? So in short, I am the bearer of bad news. I'm sorry to tell you that it's that very story. The story of it's taking too long, it's taking too long, it's not working, it's taking too long is the story that's holding you there. And I know you probably knew that even before you wrote. The second thing is, aren't we lucky that we've got reticular activating systems in our brains? This matchmaker, as annoying as it can be on occasion, is really our best friend. It wants to match everything we want. And so that's the work. That's our job. That's the work. You know, you say, how can I feel confident that my goals are going to be achieved? The answer is, that's it. That's it. That's the work. Find the method, whatever it is. Try tapping, try dancing, try singing, try chanting, try running around outside, try sleeping, try saying of mantras, try relaxing, try letting go and allowing, right? I mean, all of these things, that's what we're doing, is how can I relax around this? That's the work. That's the work all of us are doing. And we like to say that's the play. Think of it like play. Because here's the thing. Your brain is matching for you. And you've been at this 2 years. You got into this brain training thing a couple of years ago, and you probably had this on your radar even before then. And you've been playing around, and you've been finding your way, and you've been doing it. And if you look at where you've come from, like where your life was 3 years ago or 5 years ago, you're making progress. You're already doing it. You're already doing it. Isn't that great? Everybody, you're already doing it. And you're already getting this, and you're already making progress, and things are already getting better. And I know, I just know, without a shadow of a doubt, you have totally got this.